Good afternoon, everyone. I'm very happy to be here. This was our first time receiving this grant, and it was an amazing opportunity. First, I will share a little update about accreditation in the state of Arizona. So the Arizona Department of Health Services recently received notification from FAB that their application was reviewed and accepted, and the site visit will likely occur in fall of 2016. 8 out of 15 counties have submitted applications to become accredited. One county had their site visit, and another county is scheduled to have their visit soon. 13 counties have received preventive health and health services block grant funds, and 5 have used these funds for working on a performance management system. 10 have used funding for workforce development. AZPHA's primary goal for the project was to increase awareness of public health accreditation activities and promote sharing of best practices to build a stronger public health infrastructure in Arizona. Our grant activities revolved around building partnerships and offering trainings to Arizona's county health departments to accomplish the following objectives: to build stronger relationships with public health partners, to establish AZPHA as a more active collaborator in the accreditation process, to assess current needs among these partners for additional training or convening for sharing best practices, and then based on the feedback that we received, to partner with the state health department to develop and deliver at least 2 webinars and 1 in-person half-day training in the spring of 2015. Like I mentioned, this grant really was a tremendous opportunity for us to travel around the state to gather information from county health department officials on how we could support their accreditation efforts, but also how we could support them overall. It was incredibly helpful to see what the different health departments look like around the state, what the public health issues are that affect those different counties. In-person site visits were conducted with 9 of the 15 counties between December 2014 and April 2015. The remaining 6 counties either didn't respond or we were not able to visit them within the grant period. I had an opportunity to meet with health department directors and staff to find out exactly where their county was in the accreditation process, to find out what webinar topics would be helpful to them for us to offer, and overall how we could support the work that they are doing. An extensive list of desired trainings and technical assistance was gathered from site visits. The topics that most commonly were requested were effective communication skills training, conflict management, cultural competency, and FAB documentation and mock visits. And just to share some pictures from the trips that I was able to take, this was winter time in Flagstaff. This was a very small health department in La Paz County, which is in Parker, Arizona. And here's a picture of Parker. That's the Colorado River. I had a chance to go to Holbrook, which is in Navajo County, another very small health department. And here's Pima County in Tucson, just to give you an idea of the different sizes of the health departments around the state. In addition to going around and conducting the site visits, we partnered with the Arizona Department of Health Services to offer an in-person training on accreditation documentation. David Stone of FAB conducted the training. He was really fantastic and has been an incredible resource, so I'm sure he'll be very helpful if you reach out to him if you're awarded the grant. We offered the training twice to accommodate as many participants as possible. We did invite all county and tribal health departments. 37 individuals attended. Participants learned key elements in evaluating and selecting documentation, and they also completed a study evaluating sample documents. 22 out of the 37 individuals provided evaluations, and we had very positive responses from attendees. They either agreed or strongly agreed that the training was well organized and that it helped them to prepare their documentation. We also offered two webinars. In early June, we offered a webinar on the National Standards for Culturally and Linguistically Appropriate Services in Health and Healthcare, also known as CLASS. All county and tribal health departments were invited, and we had 53 participants attend. So that was fantastic from all around the state. 23 participants provided evaluation feedback, with 83% of respondents either agreeing or strongly agreeing that the webinar was helpful. In late June, we hosted a webinar that discussed the selection of documentation, preparing for interviews, and how to conduct a mock site visit. All county and tribal health departments were invited. 13 people attended. Participants also received a checklist to help them prepare for site visits. And David Stone, again, from FAB, conducted the training. There were some great takeaways. We had specific ideas on training topics, and the feedback that we received not only helped us to decide what the webinar topics were going to be, but we also have a professional development committee. We have three committees at AZPHA: professional development, membership, and a legislative committee. So our professional development committee read through the list, and we were able to conduct a public speaking workshop as well as a social media workshop, and those were very well attended. We also realized the importance of offering remote opportunities for engagement, and like I mentioned, we had a lot of statewide participation, so it was very helpful. We also realized the benefit of an instant evaluation mechanism. Evaluations are really best distributed in person or at the end of a webinar. Unfortunately, for the last webinar that we offered, we had sent participants an evaluation a couple of days afterwards, thanking them for participating, and only 4 out of 13 people sent us information back. So even though we still received some positive feedback, I would highly encourage everyone to either give the evaluation at the very end of an in-person meeting or to lead them straight through the evaluation process in the webinar. An added bonus for us was that the county site visits conducted were with new partners, and as a result, 3 counties became new organizational members, and 1 county was so impressed with everything that was happening that they increased their membership level. We very much want to thank APHA and CDC for the opportunity. It was really wonderful going around the state, creating those new relationships, and I have shared the background of this project with everyone that I met with. We did talk about it for the webinars and at the in-person meeting, and it was also published in our annual report, which was distributed at our annual meeting on September 18th. Does anyone have any questions for me?
Well, we'll take questions at the end if we can.
Okay, sure.
Perfect. You
sure
said that.
That's okay. Thank you so much.